This session was given a title, which you probably noticed on the board. It was Fun with Music, I think. Sometimes when you don't give people titles who are programming things, they come up with a title that you can work with, and other times they come up with a title that you have to kind of twist a little bit. This is one of those I'm going to have to twist a little bit, because I do hope, well, I have fun with music. It's kind of my life. In a lot of ways, at least it's my vocation, and I suppose in some ways, the way I can get closest to some of my own feelings and deepest into who I am and share it back out. So in a sense, that's fun for me, not in the narrow sense of fun, but in the wide sense of fun, right? So I hope in the wider sense of fun, we can have fun with this music tonight. There are some songs that are going to be a lot of fun. There are also going to be some songs that are going to, I think, burrow in a little bit to the inside. Because what I hope to do here is kind of give you a sense of who I am through my music, and maybe who we all are together in some ways. I found that people do share these concerns that I have, and also the joys that I have. So I hope that we all can share that together. I've got 10 songs to do here, and usually a song lasts about 4 minutes, and then I blab a little bit in between. So we better get started. A couple of them are ones that we did here last week before some of you came, but I still see a few familiar faces here. So those of you that already know the songs, do sing with gusto, and the rest of you join in as you get the choruses. First one is a song by a man named Fred Small from Boston, Massachusetts. It's called The Hug Song. I want a hug when we say hello. I want a hug when it's time to go. I want a hug, 'cause I want you to know that I'm awfully fond of you. I want a hug, what a wonderful feeling. Want a hug, just to feel you squeeze. And want a hug, 'cause it certainly seems like the natural thing to do. Now those of you that have just arrived, you see already that you can either echo that one back, or you can try all the words too. We'll do that 3 more times so you get a sense of the words. Do whatever you want to. This is a story about a man named Dan Morrow. It's a true story. He was a friend of Fred's in Boston, and I'll kind of let the song tell the story. Dan Morrow was a mighty friendly man. He was big and round like a bear. He hugged his friends hugged him anytime or anywhere. His patients would come for therapy to drive the blues away. Sooner or later they'd feel a lot better, 'cause this is what he'd say. I want a hug when we say hello. I want a hug when it's time to go. I want a hug, 'cause I want you to know that I'm awfully fond of you. I want a hug, what a wonderful feeling. What a wonderful feeling. Want a hug, just to feel you squeezing. Just to feel you squeezing. Want a hug, 'cause it certainly seems like the natural thing to do. Well, when the head of the hospital heard about it, he got all annoyed, 'cause hugging is sexual sublimation, according to Dr. Freud. Well, you can beat them down and you can hide them away. You can keep them quiet with drugs. You can strap them, zap them with electric shock, but you better not give them a hug. I want a hug when we say hello. I want a hug when it's time to go. When it's time to go. I want a hug, 'cause I want you to know I'm awfully fond of you. I want you to know that I'm awfully fond of you. I want a hug, what a wonderful feeling. Want a hug, just to feel you squeeze. And want a hug, 'cause it certainly seems like the natural thing to do. Well, the boss said, Dan, you better clean off your desk. Your conduct is lax and lewd. Any deviation from standard medical practice could get us sued. But Dan isn't feeling so bad for himself, you know, he's really kind of proud. But he's sorry for the people who were locked away where hugging's not allowed. I want a hug when we say hello. I want a hug when it's time to go. I want a hug, 'cause I want you to know, 'cause I want you to know that I'm awfully fond of you. I want a hug, what a wonderful feeling. Want a hug, just to feel you squeeze. And want a hug, 'cause it certainly seems like the natural thing to do. sang that really well. All right. Hugging seems to be a fairly natural occurrence here at Holden Village, and if you're prompted at any time during this thing to hug somebody, feel free. Let's do another one that's real easy and that we've done. And for those of you that haven't been here, it's got a little surprise in it. Many colors, many kinds, and every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. Many colors, many kinds, every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. When you're filled with worry and feeling all alone, closing in on trouble, far away from home, just turn around, leave it all behind, for every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. Many colors, many kinds, every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. Many colors, many kinds, and every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. I walked into church and heard the preacher say, praise the Lord and prepare the way. Now greet your neighbor, and you're sure to find that every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. But before you sing that, why don't you take a chance to greet your neighbor? Maybe give him that hug you didn't give him in the last song, or however you want to do it, okay? Let them know how glad you are they're here. Get to know their name if you don't know it already. And remember, they're looking for a little peace of mind, too, at the heart of it all. Many colors and many kinds, every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. Many colors, many kinds, every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. Yes, there's a need in everyone for blessed assurance that the day will come when the promise becomes the sign, and every one of us will have a little peace of mind. Last time, many colors, many kinds, every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. Many colors, many kinds, and every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. And every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. All right, very good. You sing that one like you know it. Okay, I'm going to transport this microphone over here. My stage crew is all up in the jacuzzi. Just got cleaned, you know, so everybody wants to go up there now. In some of the songs that I write and sing and the work that I do, I deal with men's roles in a changing society, men's roles in relationships in a changing society. And one of the phenomena that I try to look at is kind of brought out a little bit in the first two songs about hugging and just about the need for men to find ways to open up to each other, just to share more of themselves. I think, I hate to put it in general terms, but men oftentimes have good companions and so forth when we're growing up, through school. But once we get out in the work world, we start shutting down. We become guarded. I talk to so many men who don't have a lot of friends. And anyway, we need to find a way to open up to each other and not be afraid. And one of the things that stands in the way of that is a thing called homophobia. So I do some workshops and things on homophobia. Anyway, I've written a song that kind of gets a little bit at the root of some of that, and I'd like to do that for you now. My father never told me much about the way to hold and touch. Perhaps he thought it wouldn't be important. After all, a man's a man. It's time that you began to stand alone and make your body independent. I remember back in high school, I was afraid that I'd be thought a fool. Then I wore a yellow sweater on a Thursday. I'd forgotten that the game we played was queers wear yellow on that day, and I knew I faced the worst humiliation. They rubbed it in so hard, I'd not forget it. The headline in the paper said the boy'd been beaten round the head, left for dead, he never saw the morning. Faggot was a word they'd scrawled in red across his bedroom wall. Sometimes I wish I never had been born into a world so full of hate and anger. I still hear the stories going round that if two men are ever found together holding hands, they must be fairies. And though it makes no difference in my mind, my body still is apt to find some buried reasons to beware these gentlemen. But my father never told me much about the way to hold and touch. Perhaps he thought it wouldn't be important. After all, a man's a man, and it's time that you began to stand alone and make your body independent. But deep inside his body, he was crying. I feel like I guess it's easier for me to speak about myself rather than try to generalize about all men. But my relationship with my father, and looking at that again now that I've become an adult person, seems like a lot of who I am pivots around that relationship for me. You know, emulating him, wanting to emulate him when I was younger, and then really rebelling and wanting not to be like him at all at a certain stage. And then realizing that I had to reconcile with him in a lot of ways, not to change him to be like me, not to change myself to be like him, but to reach a new ground for establishing some kind of a relationship. And I entered into that in a very clumsy fashion, and one of the graceful moments came about when I wrote this song for him one Christmas and gave it to him as a Christmas present. So I'd like to sing it. It's called Lullaby for Father. And the reason it's called Lullaby for Father, because in my idea making, trying to find the song, I remembered some of the emptiness that I need to have filled from him that I never felt like I did. And one of the pictures that came to mind was around bedtime. And I could not remember him putting me to bed, singing me a lullaby, reading stories, things like that. And felt a great hole for not having that form of nurturance from him. So I thought, well, if no song is forthcoming, perhaps I can write a lullaby for my father, and we can start from there. So this is called Lullaby for Father. How deeply do you love me, Father? Is there more than you might show? I have never heard you say it. How am I to know? You've lived on my perimeter with words of praise or reprimand. Was this your way of loving me? Oh, how am I to understand? I've seen you working hard and long, providing for your family. Bread and meat and words of wisdom, is your love in them to see? I think I know, I think I see, I think you love me true. Still, I'd like to hear you say, I love you. How deeply do I love you, Father? Is there more than I might show? You have never heard me say it. How are you to know? The many times I've tried to earn your praise, conform to your command, was this my way of loving you? Oh, how are you to understand? Now I am on the outside, knowing your responsibility, and bread and meat and words of wisdom, no, they're not enough for me. For words of love need speaking between a father and his son. And so I'd like to tell you now, I love you. Sometimes the tensions and the conflicts and so forth of life are not easy to resolve, and sometimes, there it is, you can't always find what you need, but I found it. I don't know, we should call some of those people back from the jacuzzi, I think. Need help. The next song is a song about one of those times in my life. It happened early one morning, and it's just one of those mornings where you wake up and your head feels like, you know, it's going to be clogged the whole day, and you can't see very good, and you feel real worried, and it's the beginning of the week, and it's, you know, it's going to be a long week, and you're supposed to just rest it all Sunday, anyway, this is what happened on this particular day. I took a walk in a park near our house, and sing along, of course, please. Dawn was breaking the dark, early morning in the park. The birds were all singing away. This walk I was taking, 'cause bad dreams had shaken my spirit, and I'd awakened dismayed. So I stopped, settled down to a spot on the ground, to watch the sun welcome the day. I started feeling at ease, from my worries released, when a voice from behind me exclaimed, "Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there?" Here I'd been thinking this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, I quick turned around to the source of this sound, these unpleasant words to my ear. It was an elderly lady thinking maybe I should be someplace but here. Or is this what she means, that a grown man in blue jeans is probably wasting his time, sitting this way at the start of the day, watching the sun start to climb? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? And here I'd been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. You know, it bothered me some to be treated kind of like a bum, greeted with such rude display. As my feelings grew caustic, my mind grew, was at loss to explain why I sat there this way. So I pondered the facts, can a man ever sit and relax and still know he's okay? Or was I simply a jerk for not being at work at 6:30 a.m. on a Monday? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Well, do you or not? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I'd been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, I walked home recovering, called up a brother and said, "Let's play tennis till 10. Well, our game was so splendid, when we had ended, we promised next Monday we'd do it again. After the match, as I soaked in my bath, thinking, gee, I should get to work soon, I took a sip of my tea, then I thought of that lady, and I sat there till mid-afternoon. Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I'd been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while, and I just went right on thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Thank you, fellow sitters. Well, sitting is a wonderful thing, but why don't you stand up? We'll do a song standing up, okay? Can't sit too long. The thing I like to do in music that I write for use in worship and other gatherings of church-related people is I like to remind us that we not only sing with our mouths, and those of us who are good of hearing and so forth can do that. People who are not often sing with their hands. So let's sing with our whole bodies here a little bit, okay? So give yourselves a little bit of room. Make sure you don't bump anybody. I mean, touching someone's okay, right? But bumping them, you have to have a little elbow room. And this is a song called Thanksgiving to the Living God. And I'll give you the hand motions first. Thanksgiving is as though you have a tambourine in your favorite hand, And you hit it on the other one and jangle it in a circle through the air so it looks like this. Actually, that's not Thanksgiving at all. That's glory is what that is. That's glory. Forgot about the other words, okay? So we've got two glories. We've got glory, glory, and the next word is hallelujah. So the second time you bring it out there, you leave it out there, you crook your finger a little bit, swing this one up about the same time, give them a couple spins and throw them up in the air. So it's glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah. And then the words are thanksgiving to the living God, and this is how we do that. Thanksgiving. And then you just drop, you kind of put your fingers in the shape of an L there. Just drop them down, swoop it up in front of your body, swoop it right up your body to the living. Bring one hand up, and then God is not just all around there, but God comes to us. Okay? So it's thanksgiving to the living God. Want to try that all together? Here we go. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Sorry. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thanksgiving to the living God. And this is how the thing goes. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thanksgiving to the living, here we go, God. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thanksgiving to the living God. We were made to sing God's praises. Let the light within us shine. Tell the world the Lord of days is Lord of night and all the time. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thanksgiving to the living God. Of course, if you don't want to overexercise one side of your body, you can always use the other arm too. There's no, you have a choice there, okay? Serve the Lord each day with gladness. Worship God with heart and mind. Meet joy with joy. Meet sad with sadness. Sing and praises all the time. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thanksgiving to the living God. Bear the cross and share the glory. Dare the loss and wear the crown. Choose to live this gospel story. Lose yourself and you'll be found. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thanksgiving to the living God. One time without the words. Could you see yourselves? Only from the back. It's too bad you all can't see you from the front. You look, a whole other part of you comes alive when you do that, you know. Okay, there's going to be another piano number now. I'd like to sing another song that I wrote. Actually, it's the most recent song that I've written. So oftentimes the most recent one that I've written is the closest to my heart. Time-wise. I wrote this on the occasion of my father's retirement, which just took place this spring. My father was a band director, a high school band director, and that's certainly one of the very positive feelings I have about my father is him bringing me a flute when I was 9 years old and saying, "You play that," and and saying, "No, you're going to take more lessons," and things like that. Right? And so I'm very grateful for that now. And I even tell my daughter that now, you know, someday you'll thank me, right? And so aside from these little wrinkles that I've had to work out and continue to work out with him, I have just a pretty pure sense of appreciation around music. So when he retired, I knew that I wanted to write something for his retirement. And I wrote a song, and it's kind of the image that I have of him as a band director and stepping down. And that's the name of this song. It's called Stepping Down. Touch so many hearts in very special ways. He played a major part in our early days, teaching us the melodies, the rudiments, the signs, marching us in rhythm and leading us in concerts all the time. We were playing, and all the time we were playing, all the time we were playing, he was giving us his life. He would step up on the podium, then he'd smile and he'd raise his hands. We'd hold our breath together, then we'd blow and make a band, conspire with his downbeat, following the score, confident that we could always do a little more with our lives. We played it back to him with our lives. Play it back to him with our lives. We play it back for him one more time. Though music was the subject, the content of his course, the work we did together was the greater force. Human being excellent, giving it your best, knowing when to play the note, knowing when to rest. He's stepping down, his work is done, stepping down off the podium. He's stepping down, and the best is yet to come. When the audience applauded, he would make a handsome bow. Then he'd motion to the band to stand and take it in somehow. We knew that he was proud of us, and we know it even now, as he steps down. And we thank him for his work and all the time that we were playing and he was giving us his life. Now we play it back for him as he steps down, and the best is yet to come. I have an image of how my father will do his retirement. And of course, from all that I've learned so far, I know I have to let go of that image too, because he's going to do it how he does it. However, I can continue to make suggestions. I like to think there are some things I could give him too. This is a song by a friend of mine named Charlie King. Actually, we opened the Vespers tonight with one of Charlie's songs, Pour Yourself Out in Love. This is another one, and I would give this one to my father and to all of you, retired and unretired. Let's see. Hear me whistle a tune from the boiler room in the golf ball factory. There once was a time I worked out on the line. Ah, but that ain't the life for me. Not since I got the call at the Square Dance Hall. It's changed my whole life in a way. While they're all manufacturing, I'm back here practicing, dancing the day shift away. Singing now the man left with the boiler, and a grand ride in the left round the stack. A quick do-si-do to those dials in a row. Check the pressure, then promenade back. I've a few more years left as a toiler, till I make my retirement pay. Then I'll just roll away with a half a sachet and get my chance to square dance my fool life away. Well, there used to be gloom in this boiler room. I'd just stare at the gauges all day, till me and the wife got some juice in our life, learned to dance at the YMCA. Now the record I play, it reminds me each day, don't let the good life pass you by. Neath the steam pots red hot, oh, I'm so hot to trot, gonna dance till the day that I die. Singing all the man left with the boiler, grand right and left, and a grand right and a left around the stack. A quick dose of dough to those dials in a row. A quick dose of dough to those dials in a row. Check the pressure and promenade back. Check pressure and promenade. Few more years left as a toiler. I've got few more years left as a toiler. Till I make my retirement pay. Till I make my retirement pay. Then I'll just roll away. Then I'll just roll away with a half a sachet and get my chance to square dance my fool life away. Should we do that one more time? Singing all the man left with the boiler, and the grand right and left around the stack. A quick dose of dough to those dials in a row. Check the pressure, then promenade back. I've a few more years left as a toiler, till I make my retirement pay. Then I'll just roll away with a half a sachet and get my chance to square dance my fool life away. Then I'll just roll away with a half a sachet and get my chance to square dance my fool life away. All right. All right. Oh, good. Here's one that we did to close off the class on the planetary perils and personal power. And I'd like to share it with you. It's a song we can all sing on. Once you get one verse, you got all the verses, okay? Because there's just a couple word changes in each verse. So listen carefully. And it's called Each and Every One of Us. Each and every one of us gets tired and worn at some time or other in our lives. Again, each and every one of us gets tired and worn at some time or other in our lives. So if that's the way you feel, there is no need to hide it.
If that's the way you feel, I'll be your friend. Confide it. Each and every one of us gets tired and worn at some time or other in our lives.
Okay, that's the basic structure of the song. The second verse for tired and worn, you just substitute feels sad and lonely.
Each and every one of us feels sad and lonely sometime or other in our lives. Each and every one of us feels sad and lonely sometime or other in our lives. If that's the way you feel, there is no need to hide it. If that's the way you feel, I'll be your friend. Confide it. Each and every one of us feels sad and lonely sometime or other in our lives.
Good. The next one's a little harder. Each and every one of us knows hate and anger.
Each and every one of us knows hate and anger sometime or other in our lives. Each and every one of us knows hate and anger sometime or other in our lives. If that's the way you feel, there is no need to hide it. If that's the way you feel, I'll be your friend. Confide it. Each and every one of us knows hate and anger sometime or other in our lives.
Make sure you're singing this to each other too, not just to me. Okay. Next one is, each and every one of us needs love and affection.
Each and every one of us needs love and affection sometime or other in our lives. Each and every one of us needs love and affection sometime or other in our lives. If that's the way you feel, there is no need to hide it. If that's the way you feel, I'll be your friend. Confide it. Each and every one of us needs love and affection sometime or other in our lives.
And each and every one of us will dance in celebration.
Each and every one of us will dance in celebration sometime or other in our lives. Each and every one of us will dance in celebration sometime or other in our lives. If that's the way you feel, there is no need to hide it. If that's the way you feel, I'll be your friend. Confide it. Each and every one of us will dance in celebration sometime or other in our lives. Sometime or other in our lives.
It's true. Well, I've not talked nearly as much as I thought I was going to. It's only 17 after 9, which means we have 13 minutes left for the last song. So I think maybe what I'll do is sing that song, and then we'll see what happens after that, okay? Yes, Judy. Yeah, no, this is our private kind of system here, right? We're going to finish at 9:30. Because we started at 8:30. Thank you, though. No, I know. You weren't listening, right, at that point? That's all right. Tomorrow it'll be different, because I think this clock loses about 3 minutes a day. I've been late to several meals down here practicing music and, you know, sort of missed doing the dinner. Grace. This last song is... I guess I'll just sing it, actually. It sort of sums up in some ways. Oh, let's do one more before it, okay? Let's do one more before it, just to kill some time, okay? I mean, just to spend some time. to fill some time, to be in time. This is a song by a friend of mine named Willie Sordill. I've got a lot of friends that are songwriters. It's nice to have friends that are songwriters. People ask me, where do you get all these songs? I say, from my friends. They don't, you know, they're not on the radio and things like that. They're just sort of ordinary people walking around who have a certain view on life and like to be joyous and sort of honest. So Willie is one of these kind of people. He also lives out in Boston, Massachusetts. And this is a song that he wrote that's a children's song, and on the album that he does, he has all the children come in on this chorus, and it sounds just great. So the chorus is a little complicated, but maybe if we give it a shot, we can get it. And if we want to sound as much like children, I think the reason he has children is because no adult in their right mind would say such a thing. Unfortunately. After the age of 8, well, I'm going to start talking just a little bit, okay, because we got a lot of time to spend if we're going to have a 60-minute tape here, right? But I recently was did some music for a week of vacation Bible school in Minneapolis about 2 weeks before I came out here. And I was teaching the kids a song called, that I'd made up, and we were doing some motions to it. It was God Gives Power to the People. Power to the people, power to the people, God gives power to the people, power to the people of God. And then I just kind of did a little change, like in this last song. I said, God gives power to the children, okay? So we did this, and they got into the first verse, and then I said, okay, God gives power to the children. God gives power to the children. And none of them were doing it. Well, the couple classes before they had come in, which were tots, oh, they really got into it. They loved it. But here these people were 10, 11, 12 years old, right? So I said, how come you're not doing this? Is it because I said, children? And they went, And so I said, well, when did you stop being a child? And one little boy raised his hand, and he said, probably about 8. And I was about 8. And I don't know, you know, I don't know what it is to stop being a child, what gets taken away, but probably inside you, you know some of that. Anyway, if you could go back to before you were 8, maybe you can have permission to be what this song says. I feel a little nervous about singing it here because it's not theologically correct. Well, I think it's fairly theologically correct. We could discuss it, but we'll see. It goes like this. Well, I am as strong a person as anyone can be. You'd have to have a lot of strength to be as strong as me. I'm strong because I love you, and I will until I die. And stronger 'cause the one that I love most of all is I. That's the tricky part, right? As soon as we pass 8, right? It's hard to say that. Love the Lord your God and your neighbor as yourself. I don't know, where does it start? You know, who knows? How does it... Anyway, that's a chorus. Can you sing that chorus? I'll give you one verse to loosen you up, okay? Well, I know I am so beautiful, I can't believe it quite. How in this world of error anything can be so right? The essence of perfection, how lucky can I be to be such close acquaintances with anyone like me? I am the strongest person as anyone can be, as anyone can be. You'd have to have a lot of strength to be as strong as me, to be as strong as me. I'm strong because I love you, and I will until I die. And stronger 'cause the one that I love most of all is I. Feels good, doesn't it? Sort of makes you laugh a little bit. Just a little embarrassment there. You haven't said it for a long time, right? If you don't feel like you can get the words, you know, do the words right along with me, one of the tricks is just to sing a little bit behind. And then you get all the words, okay? Just listen, sing behind. Well, I'll share this little secret. Now, this is just between me and you. I know that I am pretty great, but you can be great too. All it takes is believing,
try it and you'll see. Close your eyes, let your feelings rise, and sing along with me. I am as strong a person as anyone can be. You'd have to have a lot of strength to be as strong as me. I'm strong because I love you, and I will until I die. And stronger 'cause the one that I love most of all is I. You're getting better all the time. It comes back quick, doesn't it? Well, I am the strongest person when I work with you, 'cause when we work together, there's no telling what we'll do. You know, true strength comes in numbers. Let's put it to the test. 'Cause when we work together, that's when I love me best. I am as strong a person as anyone can be. You'd have to have a lot of strength to be as strong as me. I'm strong because I love you, and I will until I die. And stronger 'cause the one that I love most of all is I. Yes, I'm stronger 'cause the one that I love most of all is I. You.
Okay, 25 after, 4 minutes to 10, right? Okay. There's a song called Nobody Wants to Hide.
Any one of us can make a difference if just for once we'll say with some persistence, here's what's going on inside. Nobody wants to hide away. And any two of us can get together, get to know how much we really need each other, find a way to confide. Nobody wants to hide away. Nobody wants to hide. Nobody wants to hide. Nobody wants to hide away. Any three of us can find an angle, we're still free enough to try and untangle this old world before it's died. Nobody wants to hide away. And any four of us can make a quorum, build a platform, start a movement, organize a forum where love will abide. Nobody wants to hide away. Nobody wants to hide. Nobody wants to hide. Nobody wants to hide away.
Thank you.